This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. When we go out for that fish fry on Friday night, we usually have a few options on the menu, maybe the cod, the walleye, or the perch. Thanks to some new work being done through UW Green Bay, that perch has become more common and affordable. This project aims to hatch and raise yellow perch in captivity. It would be hatched at the Farmery, that's a nonprofit group in Green Bay. The fish, which are becoming tougher to find in the wild, would then make their way to farms around the state to keep growing. Ken Webb is a fish biologist and associate researcher at UW Green Bay. Ken, thanks a lot for joining us today.
No, thank you for having me.
All right, first of all, talk about the yellow perch on the eating side of things. This is a pretty popular fish that we're having a hard time getting a good supply of, right?
Absolutely. Yellow perch has traditionally been a staple in the Midwest and in Wisconsin specifically. And, you know, nowadays with the way the fisheries are going, there's just not that many out there to catch anymore in the U.S. And pretty much every yellow perch you eat, with a few exceptions, is coming from Canada these days. It's all imported. It's out of a small number of lakes. And it's definitely not something that is very sustainable the way it's being managed.
So it seems like the obvious answer is, okay, we'll farm yellow perch, but as I read up on this, easier said than done.
Absolutely. Yellow perch are what we call an altricial larva, which means that when they're very young, when they first hatch, they're little protoplasmic blobs. They're not really very good at anything. And altricial larvae, like the yellow perch, more than 90% of the mortalities they will ever experience through their whole lifetime occurs in that first month of life. So any changes we can make in upping that survival can make huge improvements, huge, huge differences in the number of perch both in the pond and eventually hopefully back out in the lakes.
All right, that's where you come in now, you and your partners over at the Farmery. Talk about what exactly you're doing.
So the Farmery is a nonprofit, as you mentioned, and its goal is really to kind of re-energize fish farming in Wisconsin through its hatchery initiative. There has been a lot of work in Wisconsin and through the Midwest in general, but there's been a lot of work in Wisconsin in trying to get the yellow perch into hatchery production. Milwaukee has an active program. Stevens Point has had an on and off program over a number of years, and it just turns out they're really, really difficult to raise in any appreciable numbers in captivity. And that's mainly because, as I mentioned before, they're altricial larvae. So what we're trying to do a little bit different is we're investing a lot of the upfront technology costs. We're putting people who have a lot of experience with raising larval fish, a lot of technology, and we're investing it so that fish farmers don't have to, so that they don't have to have that person that has a PhD and, you know, a computer science background to put their system together. So our goal is we're going to make the fingerling part easier to acquire. So most producers, they are ready to take fingerlings, little 4 to 6 inch perch, put them out in their ponds, grow them up over the year, and then at the end of the summer, harvest their ponds and take their fish. Right now, they can't do that because there's simply nobody around that can provide enough fish, fingerling size, to make that a stable industry. We're trying to step in and fill that gap, and at the same time, train a new generation of people to meet those needs so that they can go out and set up their own fish hatcheries and kind of bootstrap this industry back into profitability.
So give us a sense of what it takes to help these yellow perch larvae make it to adulthood, or to fingerling status is all you're getting to, and get that, 90% mortality rate down a piece.
Absolutely. So it seems funny to say, but yellow perch, when they're larvae, they have a very limited ability to perceive food in the water column. Whether it's a fish food or whether it's something alive that we've added to the tank, they have a very limited visual field of where they can see food. So in essence, we basically have to take food and rain it in front of the fish all the time, so that if they feel just a little bit hungry, there's food right there waiting to be consumed. Now, the problem with that, of course, is when you fill a tank with food like that, it rapidly becomes a problem. You get contamination problems. You get lots of waste at the bottom of the tank that actually harms the fish in the process. So what we're doing is we've got some systems designed with some pretty practically minded people who have done this for a number of years, and these systems essentially clean the tanks all the time so that we can basically make sure that there's always food in the water so that the fish can eat it. Because the problem with these yellow perch is they have a very narrow time window of when they're able to consume food and they have to eat it. If they miss that time window, if they're late by a couple of hours, they've passed what we call the critical period, and it doesn't matter what we do after that, they're still going to die. So in order to get those fish through that 90% mortality, we need to give them as much good food as possible with high-quality water and make sure that if they want to eat, they can eat.
And Ken, as we wrap up, this is probably about raising fish, but you also mentioned this is raising future fish farmers. So are we talking UW Green Bay students, maybe youth in the Green Bay area? Who's getting involved via the farmery?
Right now, the farmery is primarily a partnership between UW Green Bay and the farmery itself. I have student interns that I'm interviewing for the next semester and oncoming semesters that we're bringing some of the students who have an interest in to work in the hatchery itself. But moving forward, we're looking at all kinds of collaborations with NWTC and St. Norbert's and anybody else who's interested, because really, this is not about parochialism. This is about let's build an industry that everybody wants. Everybody wants fresh, farm-raised perch on their table coming from Wisconsin growers and not from some other place. We want those jobs, and we want them now. We just need to train those people. So right now, it's only UWGB, but that's expected to grow.
Ken, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for sharing this with us.
Great. Thank you, Rob.
That's Ken Webb, fish biologist and associate researcher at UW Green Bay, talking about this plan to hatch and raise yellow perch in captivity along with the farmery in Green Bay.